Rizzler on your Mount Rushmore of MCs?
Dude, I'm such a Rizzler guy.
Yeah.
He's going to take over for Big Dom one day.
I tell you what.
He's like Little Dom.
The Yankees would have got a better reaction had they brought them out instead of Fat Joe last night.
Yeah, dude, what was Fat Joe doing out
dude,
there?
Imagine them doing Bring the Boom Live World Series.
Right?
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. By the way, I'm not, well, do I want
nah.
No insensitive take?
That,
well.
Go ahead. It wants to come out.
The kids. Look, I love their content. You know I love Big Justice. You know I love the Rizzler. Kids just like, they seem a little unhealthy to me. It's just like too many double chunk chocolate.
Yeah, I get worried. Bakes.
Just as a kid, I grew up, I was a fat kid. It sucked. I would sweat wherever I would go. And I'm just like.
And now look at you.
Yeah.
You don't wear deodorant.
Yeah. So I just don't want the dad for some TikTok bucks.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Just like.
Oh, man. Now listen, the dad's going to ride this thing out, man, as long as he can.
Well, the dad's fit as hell. The dad's a wrestler. Dad's working out.
He looked at his kids and said, these guys have no chance of being any more popular than they are right now.
Yes. You guys are eating all the double chunk chocolate cookies. Here's 10 of them. Dance! Do the dance! Anyway, they look like they're having a good time. All right.
Yeah, because he's paying them with chicken bacon and chocolate cookies.
Eat another chicken bacon! Or you are grounded forever if you don't eat another chicken. Eat the chicken bake!
Dude, I'm just, this is a foreshadowing here.
Yeah.
I don't think Big Justice has more in him. I think he's slowing down.
He is winding down.
Yeah, he's about sick and tired of the whole.
Yes.
I mean, he looks actually exhausted.
He's burned out.
Dude, I think he's burned out.
He's a little kid, man. I mean, at the end of the day, he's 12 years old. Your dad drags you everywhere. You're just like, can't I just go home?
I don't have to do this stupid thing. Dance again, Dad. Yeah.
Kid just wants to play Fortnite. Yeah. And, you know, anyway, I'm sure he's having a great time. We will play some audio for you of Nick Nurse. Just doesn't sound like he's in a great mood answering Joel Embiid questions. He should call Brett Brown.
Yeah, but he hasn't experienced anything.
Yes,
this is nothing,
I know. It's just
Nick.
Starting. So we'll play that audio for you in a second. Do you believe the Eagles have turned the corner and are now truly a championship contender? 215-592-9494. Ike believes so. Mm-hmm. They've turned the corner. They figured it out. Somehow Jack believes so. They got to earn it for me. I'm not there yet. Aaron in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What up, A?
Listen, man. Hey, how many wins we got, Jack? How many wins do we got?
The Eagles right now?
Yeah.
Five.
Okay, now listen to this. How often did Corey call up beating on his chest like he did yesterday? How many times did you Corey call? Maybe once, maybe like that? Let's hear it, Corey. Everything I say, I speak the truth. I don't put no player in front of the Eagles. I said we have to run the ball, and he cannot throw the ball more than 25 times. How many times did you throw the ball, Ike?
20.
Did we lead on the run, Ike?
Yep.
Did we blow out the Bengals?
We did.
So what did I say wrong?
Nothing.
Because I don't beat the drum. Listen, I'm an Eagles fan. I did become an Eagles fan when they won the Super Bowl, probably like Corey did. I don't know.
Wow.
So I'm an Eagles fan. I don't beat the drum of no players. I just want the team to win. I would pick the Eagles to win every week because I can do that. I'm not a host. I don't need to be a scaredy cat like Spike. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of he's terrified of the Rams.
I'm not terrified.
Hey, called a straight. You called a straight.
You said that yesterday.
I'm just surveying. Wait.
Surveying the land.
I'm just surveying the land. They asked me who the teams to worry about the NFC were, and I just.
Only the Lions.
People.
Only the Lions.
Yeah. I think we're better than all the other teams. I think we are.
We are better than all the other teams. We're going to put a stake in. That's the word, right? Stake?
Yes, right.
Stake in the Cowboys in 2 weeks.
But I don't doubt that.
You got Trayvon Diggs coming out of the locker room. See, before he even took his clothes off in the shower to go address a reporter.
Dude, our coach was doing the same thing. Our coach and our players were doing the same thing 2 weeks ago. That's all I'm trying to say. Is that sign, this, and I say this all the time. Imagine if something that happened here happened elsewhere. So this Trayvon Diggs thing that we're talking about, we were an S show 2 weeks ago with the
with the coach there.
With the coach and the players. Yeah. The players on Twitter defending themselves and talking about their accomplishments. This was 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks. That's all.
Do you think the Cowboys are going to be motivated by that? I don't think so. They are waiting to crumble. They are waiting to crumble.
I agree with you. I agree with you. But all I'm saying is if what our coach and our players were doing 2 weeks ago happened with the Cowboys, we would say that team is falling apart. That's all. That's all. And that was just 2 weeks ago. That's all. I'm just saying give it a minute. Let them.
We don't need to be fair, Spike. We just need to be Eagles fans right now.
All right,
we don't need to be fair. We don't need to call it that. We don't need to call it fair. We just got to be Eagles fans right now.
Well, then you do that way. You do it your way. I'll do it my way. This is why I'm unhappy, Aaron.
And also your last name is Eskin. No, you know what?
No, last name is Eskin. We're just talking about the Eagles. Everything's great all the time.
Shout out to the Phillies. I was there. What was that game where Eric Berlin scored a game winning run? Three, right?
Yes.
Yeah, when we got delayed, shout out to the I was at that game. If he's listening or somebody know him, Joseph Downing, that was my homie back then. I went to the game with him. My homie that dropped me off, he got lost even saying he ended up in New Jersey and he panicked. But shout out to the Phillies for that first championship in my lifetime at that time.
That was the first. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it was the first one.
Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, it was.
Yeah, a lot of people. Yeah. All right, Corey. I mean, Aaron, thank you. Well, Corey was first.
No, it was a shot. It was a shot.
No, he was. Can I
they
just.
They become rivals. I don't even know how it happened.
It's about time someone attacked Corey.
Well, and it's funny. So I have my list of calls here, and Jack had Aaron and then Corey. And I took Corey before I took Aaron. I went into Jack and I said, this is why I had them both in my mind. I said, look, Corey comes out firing. I needed Corey coming out firing. And Aaron usually is a little more reasonable than he was right there. Yeah. I was expecting reasonable Aaron, not Eagles fan Aaron. You know?
Yeah, well, now he's been challenged. He's been challenged. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Him and Corey, I don't know how that happened, but somehow they became, and yeah, how did that happen?
Well, because yesterday Corey was saying all the Jalen doubters, and he didn't want to name hosts because we are, or, you know, we're friends with Corey.
Oh, he brought up Aaron yesterday.
He did during his call.
Yes.
I don't even remember.
I like that rivalry.
Okay.
Columbus versus Mount Airy. Yeah. I'll take Mount Airy in that one. It's as a town, you know. All right. So we mentioned that there was at practice today, Nick Nurse spoke, and it was announced earlier today that Joel Embiid and Paul George both participated in parts of practice, will not play tomorrow against the Pistons. And this was the exchange. I want to add to it because it helps when you watch, is that Nick Nurse looks far from thrilled this entire time. No smile, looks irritated the entire time. I just want to add that context to what you hear. Here you go.
Obviously, we got to worry about Joel and Paul. In terms of their participation in practice today, were they able to do any live 5-on-5 or anything like that today?
You guys got the update? They were in parts of practice. On we go. Apologies, but go ahead.
Sorry. It sounded like you guys went pretty hard for a good chunk of time today during practice. What was the focus, or what were you trying to hone
Just trying to establish and maintain some type of identity and toughness of who we want to be and who we are and how we want to play, which finally showed up there 3 games in. Just staying on that track.
With Joel's plan,
I'm not going to answer. Go ahead. Anybody else got anything?
What was different?
They've given you the updates on that, right? They've given you the updates on Joel.
Spike?
So, all right, 2 things.
All right.
First, I don't believe that they're covering anything up.
You still don't believe
it? I don't.
All right.
But what I will say is this, is like, if Nick Nurse is already tired of this, like, they got to get a handle on finding a way to inform people without showing all of your cards all the time. So I understand that they have no responsibility to give us the exact markers that everybody needs to hit to get where they're going. I understand all of that, but you can't put out a release that the guys aren't playing and then send the coach out there and say, check the release. You're talking about the two best players on the team, no disrespect to Tyrese Maxey, both max level players. One is your key free agent acquisition. The other one is the player who's going to need to be on the court while you're winning a championship. Mm-hmm. And at the last time anybody saw him injured was in May. I can understand you're going to get questions, and they have to find a way to get a middle ground between giving everybody every piece of information that you have and check the text message you got sent 5 minutes ago. It's just like, they just need to lower the agitation around the team a little bit, and they could do it by being a little more communicative, and it just doesn't take much.
Yeah. This has less to do with Paul George and everything to do with Joel Embiid.
Yes, Joel.
Because we saw Paul George get injured. We know he's injured.
Right.
Like, we saw that. This isn't about Paul George. When he's ready to get back out there, I'm assuming he'll be out there playing.
Sure.
But from everything we've been told, Joel is not dealing with any injury. So most people would assume he's healthy.
Right.
And so the natural question is, when is he going to start to actually ramp up to where he's looking like he's going to play sometime soon? It's hard for fans to not be upset or outraged when, if you say he's going to miss the first of all, missing the first home game, whatever. It happened. We moved past it. But now you're telling me he may miss the first 2 weeks of the season? Because if he's not on the court practicing, how is someone supposed to assume he's anywhere close to playing anytime soon?
Well, and the truth is, if they had just said, here would be my advice, is last week, instead of saying he's going to miss the first 3 games, say he's going to miss the first 2 to 3 weeks. Hopefully we get him ready sooner, and maybe surprise. Here's a good an idea. Give people the opposite surprise.
You set a far date out, yes, and he comes back sooner than you thought he was.
Because when you say he's not going to play through Sunday, what everyone expects is, okay, then there's a good chance he's going to play on Wednesday.
Yes.
In that first game after Wednesday. If you say, hey, look, here's where he is. We want him at a 10 in terms of strength and fitness and all these things. We want him at a 10. He's at a 6. We hope he's going to be there in 2 to 3 weeks. We genuinely feel good about it. He has not re-injured himself. Don't worry about it. Then we would have had the exact same outrage last week, but we wouldn't have had it again this week.
Right. And
the Sixers just need to work on being less annoying. The entire process of following this team, and I know it better than anybody in the world, is annoying. It's annoying. And the coach being irritated about people being questioning where the star player is annoying. Vague updates as to when he might play is annoying. And it's been annoying for years. Just stop being so annoying. I don't think he hurt himself again.
Right,
I truly
much is
don't.
This, how much of this is Joel?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it feels like Nick Nurse is in the dark, which is why he's agitated about what's going on, because it's a moment-to-moment thing for him to have a clear picture of when he's going to get his guy back. And he can't give out some sort of end date as to when to expect him back, which is also
–
yeah, so they don't have one.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm wondering. Is this all Joel when he tells them he'll be ready to go or what he wants to do? Like, I don't know.
So,
this seems like it's been botched in 5 different ways.
Well, so you are right. I believe it's Joel from a good portion of it is only because this has happened through several different coaches, through several different general managers, through several different, you know, iterations of the medical staff. So no matter who is in charge, we get the same drips and drabs thing. However, if you are going to convince him to be smarter about when he plays, I don't think him not playing right now is Joel. Mm-hmm. I actually don't think it is. I think it's them saying to him, you are not ready yet. Here's what you have to do to
be. Why isn't he ready yet?
Because I think probably what happened is he played in the Olympics. He needed to take time off after the Olympics to let whatever happened to his knee settle down again. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until, because he was practicing before camp even started. He was here, not practicing,
I know, that's what I'm saying. He's been here. Yeah.
He was working out. I don't think he just sat on his ass from between.
See, that's what I'm wondering. Because I've gotten this from a lot of people. Is he being lazy right now?
I don't think so.
Is this about being lazy?
When you look, you can't tell everything by looking at him, but you see him when he's working out, at least when you see visually of him, he looks fit to me. He looks more fit than he's been. I don't think this is him. I don't know. I wish I knew.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think this is
him. It just seems like he's cruising right now. Like, he's not in a rush to get back to play.
Well, and that's
the feeling that fans get. That, like, he's in no rush to get back. And I hate to throw the money out there, but it's part of it because he just signed a 3-year extension for almost $200 million. So now he's secure for the next 5 years. Is this, you know, I'll play 40 games a year, 45 games a year, and hopefully I'm good? Because here's the problem with that. If you don't play enough during the regular season, there's no way you're going to be good enough in the postseason, even if you're healthy.
I don't think he wants to play 40 games a year.
Okay.
It's never been how he is. If anything, he is constantly trying to prove that he's durable. Mm-hmm. If anything, he's playing when he shouldn't play and then putting them in a bad position when he needs to play because he played some back-to-back against Utah and Denver or whoever it is.
I agree.
So this, the whole thing where we're like, he doesn't want to play and he's not into it, that does not add up with everything else that he has been previously. The lazy part of it, or the not being prepared, that does. And the hiding the injury or whatever, that does too. Mm-hmm. I just like, there just has to be a better way than this, because in the absence, that thing that you just said, well, what I think is, because I'm not hearing anything, that's what happens, is in the absence of information, people will fill in those blanks with the worst thing imaginable.
Yes. And with him, it's always going to be injury.
Right.
It's always going to be hiding an injury. That's what people are going
to
think.
What I liken it to is you first start dating a girl, right? And you text all the time or whatever, but it's very early. It's the first couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks. And you text her, and then she always replies. But then one day, she doesn't reply for 5 hours. Yeah. What goes on in your head? Oh, she's with somebody else. She's doing, she doesn't want to talk to her.
Yeah.
She moved on, blah, blah, blah. So that sensation is what happens when you don't have information. And the problem is that, like, the Sixers, the way they deliver this information makes people assume the worst because of what's happened in the past. And because they just assume that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
It's just like, stop doing this. It's just annoying. That's all.
Yeah, and when Nick Nurse gets up there and he's annoyed, that raises more red flags.
Yes. Well, and I think also the coach normally doesn't care where the training staff is. The coach just wants to play and win games, and he's probably sick of it. He wants Joel out there, but that's why the coach can't be the general manager, and that's why he can't make the decision, because all he wants to do is win the next game.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pissed off that they're 1-2, and you know, and look, luckily, look, the Knicks are 1-2, and they have everybody. And
but if he knew there was an end in sight, he wouldn't be agitated.
I think that's possible,
yeah,
too.
If he knew where the end was in sight, put it that way.
Yes.
Like, if he had an ending date, I think part of his frustration is because he doesn't, like you said, it's out of his hands.
Sure.
Like, it's not under his control.
Yeah. All right. Back to the lesson on the team.
Yes, okay. That was a good break.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question: are the Eagles now Super Bowl contenders? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the response to the Twitter poll is?
I know this town. Hey, they're not jumping Super Bowl contender just yet. So based off of yesterday's poll, too, which kind of enlightened me, I'm going to say there's more not buying it yet, and I'll go with 58%.
So 55% is yes.
Wow.
It was 55% no yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So it flipped that quick.
Yep.
I tell you, I did my job.
Yes.
And I'll continue to do the Lord's work. That's what I do.
They listen to you. 215-592-9494. Here he is, OG Wade.
But now you train.
This is ridiculous.
How you like me now? Now.
Well, good song, though.
Yeah. Cut the audio. Yeah, thank you very much.
How you like me now, Cool Moe D?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tone
Luke's.
We worked on that
Tone
some
Luke.
Time ago. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
But listen, talk to him, OG. Talk to him, OG.
Let me do some house cleaning for a second.
All right.
Now, super. I like Aaron. Aaron's my guy, but you know Corey's my nephew. And what Aaron said is that he speaks the truth. In fact, what Aaron just got done is speaking the facts. Because like he did, I'm going to do the same thing. Hey, Ike.
Yes.
Do you think that Jalen, if need to be on Sunday, could have thrown the ball 25 or 30 times?
Yes.
Okay. So those are the facts. The facts is...
Don't mean I wanted him to, though.
That's an action opinion.
Everybody's scared of the quarterback throwing more. Great sign, OG.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Hear me out. When a quarterback is in his zone, as Jalen was in on Sunday, for him to throw the ball 25 more times than he threw at that, with the way he was playing, he could have had 400 yards, could have threw the ball 25 to 30 times.
Mm.
But guess what?
Just want to take it easy on him.
It wasn't necessary.
Mm.
No, it wasn't necessary. We out there to stack W's. Jalen don't care about no damn numbers and all that.
Mm.
That's what y'all guys do.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We about stacking W's, man.
Mm.
Getting better every day.
Mm.
That's what we trying to do.
1%.
You know, and let me address. Yeah. No. We ain't, that's what Nick Sirianni said.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what percent it is.
Mm.
Just get better.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to address you, Spikey.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
With these narratives that you're putting out.
It's not narratives. It's just my thoughts. Yeah. What's that?
Damn, would you let me talk first? You let me know because you might agree with me. So just let me
call,
man.
All right.
Let me land the plane.
All right. Okay? Yeah.
The narrative is Jalen played one good game.
Yes.
Yeah. He played. That was his best game.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen scored. The Eagles scored 34 points against Green Bay, who I do believe is a good team. Okay. In their first game. That was a good game. Okay, because we won the game and we scored 34 points.
He played okay.
So that's considered.
No. Oh. He turned the ball over three times and could have turned it over two more.
It doesn't matter,
yes, it does.
Matter.
How he plays matters.
If you wanna,
how he plays matters.
OG. There's other quarterbacks in the NFL that turns the ball over.
I don't care. I'm talking about him. When you turn the ball over three times as a quarterback, you did not play well. You played at best okay.
Since you want to go there, we'll go there. So the bad snap with the center, that's on Jalen, huh? So that was a part of the three you're talking about.
Okay, so the two and then the two he should have had. How about that? Four turnover-worthy plays.
No, listen, you talk. Now, I'm not doing no shittos. We talking facts.
Okay, so facts is he had three. That's the fact.
Right.
Okay.
That's the fact.
Okay.
We're
not parsing them. We're not parsing them, remember? So he just had three. So if I told you, OG, that Josh Allen had three turnovers one week, you would tell me that he played well?
I know how to compartmentalize. I don't know about you.
Okay.
But I do. I know how to look into a game and say, well, Josh played a bad game when he did that. But if Josh Allen threw a ball to his receiver and the receiver drops the ball and it goes into the linebacker's hand, I'm not blaming Josh Allen for that turnover. But the facts are Josh Allen gets that turnover. All I'm saying is that know how to compartmentalize what a good game is and what is not. I'm telling you, the fact that we scored 34 points in our first game of the season against the Green Bay Packers and won the game, that means Jalen played a good game.
No, it means the team won. It doesn't mean that Jalen played a good game.
Okay, so the Jalen's...
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Were there games this year where the defense played well and Bryce Huff didn't play well? Okay, so
absolutely.
There could be games that the offense played well and Jalen Hurts didn't play well, right?
No, because okay. Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the offense.
All right. He
didn't.
Coming up next.
You talking about
best sound design?
And then a DN. A DN can't control.
Nominees are Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
He's not the quarterback of the defense. So that don't even make
Star
sense
Wars Episode
saying,
6.
That's all I'm saying. So, in other words, what I was saying.
And your presenters, Mark Hamill.
Jalen Hurts has played more
and
than
Amy
one
Adams
game this year.
So on the 65th show, Annual Academy Awards.
Too. Okay, so now you can stick your little music right up where you get. Yeah.
Well,
now you can
I got my music, you got yours. All right, there he is. OG Wade. In his green blazer and
I got a shirt on today.
Yeah, you do. He stole someone else's art, threw it on a T-shirt.
It takes what it takes.
Yeah. Which I think was what Nick said, not what Jalen said.
Yeah.
Well, Jalen didn't say much.
Right. No, no. Coming up next, it is Tuesdays with Elliot, and Elliot is on a warpath.
Uh-oh.
He needs credit for Nick Sirianni. And he spent all day in a Boston airport yesterday fuming and tweeting his little butt off that Nick wasn't getting proper credit. Tuesdays with Elliot is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.